Friday. The intensity. The original lineup of Van Halen. I live my life like there's no tomorrow. No tomorrow. All I've got, I had a steal.
He's not on me. Beg or borrow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Why are you laughing? Ready for launch. Boom. Welcome back to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I am so sorry. I was on vacation for about, I want to say 10 days. You know, vacation gets kind of finicky, especially when you're working at UPS or whatever, because the way they do their vacations is not the best. The way they schedule it out anyway, because it's just like you never know when it's really going to be. I had a great 10 days off, basically. The trip started out tremendously. I mean, we went to, ended up going to Virginia, obviously, with Jake Lugie. We ended up going to see our friend Edwin, and we ended up rebuilding a 1992 BMW. I want to say 5 series or whatever. I honestly have no idea about cars. Anyway, but yeah, it was a great time. It was like just like the old times. It's, you know, it's one of those times where it's just like you could say anything you want in front of you. Basically, you feel free. You know, you're not worried about whether you're going to offend somebody or whether somebody's going to get their feelings hurt. And, you know, those are the types of trips I enjoy. I thoroughly enjoyed those 3 days hanging out. It was a blast. We had such a good time. We took pictures. We went out to dinner and talked about old times. Stayed up late. The whole nine. Anyway. And then I ended up going to Florida for a few days. Hung out with some friends there. Got to take in some sun rays and hit the beach. I found a little island out there that was I didn't think a lot of people knew about, over in Crystal River. And then the last leg of the trip, I went and saw my good friend James for a couple of days. We went and saw 2 movies. I saw Kung Fu Panda 4, which, not that great, to be honest. Anything past the first one really is... That's the thing about movies, is like anytime you do something like that, you're really shooting from the hip with instinct, because it's either going to be really good or really bad. Like, the only series, I think, or one of them, that I could mention that has 4 films is the Lethal Weapon franchise. Because, first of all, those guys are legends. Like, love it or hate it, 80s, you know, crazy cop show movies are hysterical. Like, there's comedy, and there's action, and there's, you know... There's just a great storyline, you know, and they're working on number 5, which is crazy. But, I mean, they're coming out with Young Guns 3, so there's nothing really crazy about the people coming out with movies. Anyway, so, and then the next day we went and saw Dune Part 2, which, you know, I like those movies. I think they're a bit long, but, I mean, they come from books, so I think it's hard to... you know, really, I haven't read the book, so I don't know anything about the series. I'm basically watching the movies first, and I might even read the books. I might even actually take some time out of my life to read, which I don't normally like to do because I can't focus for too long. But, we'll see. I do like the storyline so far. A lot of interesting moving parts to it. Anyway, and then I didn't get back home until I left South Carolina on Sunday, and I didn't get back home till Monday morning after midnight. And then I took that Monday off, and this first week is finally over. The first week back from work is always crappy. You know, it's like you come back uncertain. You don't know if you want to go back to work. But, you know, for me, living on my own, it's kind of like, yep, you got to do what you got to do. I've become sort of a homebody lately. And by what I mean by that is, like, I get into my routine and I have the things that I normally do. It's like just the regular schedule. Like, I'll go to work at 4:30 or 5 or whatever the time may be, come home, either take a nap or make some food if I feel like it. I'm trying to get back on my workout regimen. I'm going to start working out at a new gym in town and really focus on getting my health back in order. Not that it's out of order. Like, I went to the doctors recently. My blood work's okay. My chest is good because I was having some problems with my, I thought it was my blood pressure, but it really was just the lack of sleep, which is amazing. Because you don't really think that sleep is going to affect you in a huge way. But as you get older, you know, and things start to get, you know, it's just like a car. It's going to be tougher and tougher to maintain as the years go by. Which was so cool when we decided to rebuild that car, that 92 BMW. I mean, it was fascinating. I'll post a picture of it when I throw up the Instagram post. But it was so cool to see it, like, restored, you know, into better glory. And, you know, it's like you have to take care of your body like you take care of a car that you love. So that's my next goal, is to get in shape. I'd like to lose probably about 15 pounds. Because, I mean, technically, I'm not overweight, but I'm not really underweight. I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm fluctuating. So anyway, I was having some problems with my hand because I could feel my pulse, like, in my hand almost. Like, my hand had a heartbeat. You know, when you get your blood pressure checked and that thing squeezes on your arm and you can feel the pulse just like boom, 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 boom. You know, I felt that in my hand every time I would inhale and exhale. So I got a little scared and went and got checked. Everything was fine. And here we are, back rocking and rolling. A couple of things I want to talk about today. First of all, my announcement is that I have decided to do another EP. I think this EP is probably going to have about 6 songs on it, 5 or 6. I haven't really decided what I want to call it, and I don't really know what the premise is. Maybe something to the effect of what I was talking about a second ago, where, you know, it tells a story about keeping up with yourself, you know, keeping yourself in check, really appreciating the people around you, the real, real people around you, not the ones who are just in your life to say hello and goodbye, like the people that are actually there for the long haul. You know, there's a song on there about a girl who has become very important to me within the last few years and has literally been there for me more than a lot of other people. And she doesn't have to be. And it's, you know, there's a song on there for her, which it gets weird writing songs for people. You know, you don't necessarily know how they're going to interpret it. You don't necessarily know if you're going to be able to do it justice. But as a musician, anyway, that's how I feel. But I'm hoping that these songs show through in the most purest form of honesty. And that's important. It's important to have honest thoughts and opinions, and one of the only ways that I can translate that is through song. It's like, you know, that's any musician's coping mechanism, to be honest with you. They go back maybe 10, 15 years in their life, and they are able to deal with those demons that they maybe weren't able to hash out right there at the time. And, you know, for me, I identify with that tremendously, mostly because this year is 20 years on stage, and there's a lot in that bucket of the past of, like, there's a lot of stories in there. And, you know, I don't think that it's necessarily bad to rehash those things. It's like when you play a video game and you suck at it the first few years. And then you go back at some point and you replay it and you're able to beat it instantly. I've done that. Like, I put a game aside for a while and then just decided, okay, let's try this again. And it worked out well. It just works out that way. So anyway, this new EP, it will be out before the end of the year. I'm trying like crazy to get this documentary done, but it's like me and Cal's schedules are just still so all over the place. And but I don't have any plans for the rest of the year other than just to do my summer job, get paid. I want to get my credit card debt paid off. I just want to get out of debt. And I'm not that deep in the hole. It's not a big deal. But for a guy that's single and trying to put the pieces together, it can be a project. Car insurance is not going down. Let's see. What else? Registration is expensive. Everything's expensive. You know, it's not like things are affordable. So, anyway, we'll see what happens with this. I'm excited to show everybody what I've been doing. New songs, new perspectives, new sounds. It's just an acoustic entourage of basically just me and a guitar and maybe some extra sounds. Kind of like the Belief EP a little bit, but that was more structured and polished. This will be a little bit more raw. William Duvall from Alice in Chains, he took over Lane Staley's spot after Lane passed away. He has a little acoustic record all by himself, and it's not bad. It's not bad. You know, it's like it's a different flavor of art, I guess, is how you want to call it. And, it's not necessarily good or bad or amazing. It's just a piece of work. You either love it or you don't. You know? I go back and forth on things like that, especially with songs that you really want to like. I mean, I pick apart songs just solely based on the fact that I've been doing this forever. And, you know, listening to something where you maybe like the beginning of it and then the rest of it, it just took a bomb. You're like, okay. But, you know, for me, I don't do that. I get through the stages of what I like permanently, and then you go out and you try to record it. You know, you can't go into a studio with bare bones. You know, it's like, you know, back to the car analogy, you can't just put in half of a radiator. Like, you got to put in the full pieces and parts in order for that thing to run smoothly. I'm not a mechanic. But, you know, I think that involves a lot of things. You have to have complete thoughts, complete riffs, complete lyrics, and something that you're satisfied with before you go out and show everyone. So anyway, that's what's going on with me lately. I haven't really got anything new. I mean, I'll be performing in May, Memorial Day weekend out in at Hidden Treasures in Swansea, New Hampshire. It's a benefit for the Fishermen's Union, I think. All proceeds go to kids in need of fishing supplies that want to have a day to go out and fish, and they could get a complete new rod and just a bunch of gear that's brand new. Edwin's dad is basically heading up that whole thing. So as I get more information, I'll probably have him on the pod to promote it. And then once he gets here, we'll probably do another one in person. These are all just pipe ideas, but and then I think I might be performing in Vermont in April. I don't know when that is going to be happening, but come summertime, I'm sure I'll be back at Granite Roots performing like crazy. Oliver's probably going to open back up. And I think I might be going back down to Florida for another live show. So that'll be cool. And for Lena Palooza, I think is what it's called. I'd have to go back and check. My friend Mary, she heads up that whole thing. Shout out to her. She's great. So, I mean, I guess the biggest thing that's been on my mind lately is, you know, putting things in their place, which is very difficult. If you're an emotional person, like myself, it's hard to set boundaries when you're so invested in things. You're so invested in, you know, your thoughts and, you know, how you contain them, how you present them, how you deal with them behind closed doors. It can be a rough realm to navigate. And I'm saying that because, you know, on this trip that I took, there are a lot of things going through my brain where, you know, I wanted things to go a certain way on this trip, and it didn't work out. You know, and it didn't work out for, not for any bad reason, but just because circumstances come up that maybe you're not prepared for or whatever. And that's okay. And for me to say that is tough because it's like you want so badly for things to get resolved and to happen. And, you know, basically get your hopes up without getting them up, even though that sounds like an oxymoron. And you come to realize that expectations are useless. And they're useless in those situations because, you know, like my friend Sam says, you got to read the room. And you got to read the room on every sort of level. And I found that out this time around, mostly because I'm so used to trying to make things work, trying to make things, situations happen. Over the last few years, I really have tried hard to put a filter on things. And for me, growing up in the punk community and being on stage after, you know, so many years, I'm used to not having a filter and not wanting to, not being afraid of saying what is on my mind, which can really, it can be a downfall. It can be a downfall because it's like people's perspective of you, if you care about that person, can change. People's perspective of you and perception of you are, you know, the impressions that they'll have for the rest of their life if they are truly going to be your friend for a good chunk of time. And I've lost a lot of friends and I've gained a lot of friends, but I mean, it's tougher to maintain when you get older. When you're a kid, you can get over things pretty quickly. You know, when you're an adult, it's like you have a lot more to lose. You know, you don't necessarily have time to worry about whether that person is going to affect your life or not. Because at the end of the day, you still got to do what you got to do. It's like those people who get so upset with you, like the boomers who get upset with you for not voting. It's like, why are you getting upset? You're getting upset because I don't partake in a system that's failing, and you don't even know who or like who I would vote for or not. It's like at that point, I don't have time for you. I don't have time to entertain somebody getting upset because of a decision that I make. It's like at the end of the day, you got to put your pants on one leg at a time, just like everybody else. And far be it for them to encroach their opinions on you when, you know, if you don't really view them as a diehard friend, then there's no need to even entertain it. You can treat them with respect, and you should, but at that same point, there is a line. And I found that out the hard way. You know, people who maybe you look up to will leave you. And it's a shame, and it's sad, and it's a hard part of growth. And again, sensitive people like me, I'll blame myself every once in a while, or I'll get angry or, you know, confused about why people make the decisions that they do or why they say the things that they say. But again, putting things into perspective and putting them in their place is something that you have to introduce into your life. You know, like for years I would play clubs and the sound guy would either be rude or really cool, and or, you know, the club owner, the people who ran the shows were either jerks or they weren't, you know, and to this day I still treat them a certain way. But, you know, and that's if they have me or if they don't. But I do remember it. You know, it's like these bands sometimes that come on stage or that are late to the show or think that they're God's gift to music and that they have a certain carry in each town that they pull into, or like they have a certain pull with the audience. It's like, why don't you step off your pedestal and look at the little guy and see how they're not, you know, they're not interested in being famous. They're not interested in being the best. They're interested in having a good time and performing their art and having a simple life. You know, it's like, I fell folly to that many times where I, you know, I didn't say it out loud, but in my head, I'm like, when I was in Soda, it was just like, we had our set list together most times, like 9 times out of 10, we really blew the doors off the roof, or blew the roof off the building. Am I? I think I just had a mini stroke. Anyway, so, and what am I talking about? I know it gets confusing. I'm talking about being more open-minded to sufficiency in every sense of the word. Like whether it's, you know, you get treated poorly or maybe a relationship fails. And by that, I mean like a friendship relationship or a girlfriend-boyfriend relationship. Or a mentor relationship, somebody you look up to. You got to look at it for what it is. You know, you put, and it's unfortunate because say you love that person, you never know what can happen. So I guess the biggest advice is probably be selective in the things that you say and hear. You know, don't have any expectations. Don't promise yourself anything unless you're absolutely 100% sure. And I'm not saying that with every aspect of life. Sometimes you have to take a chance. You got to take chances and try things. But try it and learn from it. Make sure that it's something that you're willing to go out on the limb for. You know, like I said, for years I would shoot my mouth off and not think there would be any consequences to my actions. And that was far from the truth, because to this day I think about things that I could have not said and kept my mouth shut. And it's going to happen. We're human. But if we took the time to examine it more, I think it would happen less. So, you know, take things for what they are, put it in perspective, and put them into a category that fits right for you. If it's going to mean something to you, then make it a point of interest. If it's something that you could live without, then save it for later. You know, it's like when you're, and I can say this because it's like I've been in debt for a little while now, but, you know, I put that into one category of, if I think about this too much, I'm going to drive myself crazy. I'm going to put myself into a mental hospital, with, you know, my own mental hospital, without even walking through the door. It's just not worth throwing, you know, throwing yourself over a cliff for. It's worth examining, and it's worth you know, having it brought to your attention, but you can't go to pieces over every little thing that doesn't go your way. You can't go to pieces over every little thing that doesn't make you happy or sad or indifferent. It's like the struggle is really something important to go through, because when you struggle, you learn lessons and you're able to move on. And I didn't realize that until, you know, really years from when I was, you know, when I was probably, it was like my first year at UPS, so this is almost 9 years ago. You know, there was a lady in my life that I really was ready to marry. Like, there was no question about it. I had very strong feelings, and I would have pulled the trigger had the opportunity presented itself, but she put the kibosh on it, and it was one of the hardest lessons that I ever had to learn, was that people will ruin your life and you will have no explanation, and you slowly learn that those rotten people, you don't need them in your life. You don't need them or their approval to be the best version of you that you can be. And it can be hard because you think that maybe you're in love, or you think that you see a future, a legitimate future. But again, putting things in their place before you, you know, go full heel into a decision is one of the most important things you can do. And I say that because it's happened to me a lot. It's happened to me where I thought I was ready for something, but I still needed time. And I'm grateful for that, because I was able to put things in perspective and in their place. And don't get me wrong, it's like your first relationship, you always go back to them. You're always like you never forget your first person. You never forget the first person that you were like, oh my gosh, is this a thing? Is this happening? Am I, you know, I sound like a teacher for aging toddlers. No, I don't even know. But, you know, by that same token, there's a song, you know, Don't Think About It Too Much, which I don't even like that song, but that line is really good. And you can't think about it too much, because you will drive yourself crazy. And you'll end up more depressed than when you started. So, basically, put things in their place. Take a beat. Think about things. Meditate, you know. Not for days, but just for a little while. And trust me when I'm telling you, when you distract yourself with the people who are really interested in having you in their life, like really good friends, you know, like the guys that I talk to these days eventually will be the ones that will be in my wedding. If I ever do get married, which would be sick, I know exactly who's going to be a part of it. I know exactly who I'm inviting. And, you know, it's because they've stood the test of time with me. Highs and lows, for better or worse, those are the ones that are my day ones. Because don't get me wrong, there are going to be people who leave you. but you never know who's going to come around after that. That may mean something to you forever. So, I guess the bottom line is, be the best version of you when the chips are down and when it seems like nothing's going right. And put that into perspective and put those other things where they lie. I saw Tony's brother last night, and he rebuilt Tony's motorcycle, like, got it running, cleaned it up, made it look nice. And Tony was going to be about, he was going to be 28 if he had stayed around. He would have been 28 this month, or last month, I think, maybe it was his birthday. And I thought that was one of the most beautiful tributes of all time. It's just like, you know, his brother's gone, but the memories and the things that you can still cherish are still there. It's so great. And, you know, we could learn a lot from a story like that. I know I do. I know I put it in the category of, man, I need to really take into consideration how fortunate I am to have what I have. That's the other thing too. Wake up every morning and just think about the things that are making you happy, not the things that are getting you down. Because those things will outweigh the good things. But if you put those other ones into manifestation, you're going to be a much happier person. Trust me when I'm telling you. These last pods that I've said on the air, like how I've woken up grateful and how I've just, for me, I pray to be happy. It works. It works and it helps. And you never know what's going to come from it. And that's my deal for the day. Welcome back, man. We're back. Friday. The weekend is here, ladies and gentlemen. Go enjoy the beautiful weather, hopefully, wherever you are. I mean, except for Ohio. God, I just saw a video of a huge tornado going through there. I'll be praying for them. That sucks. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you will enjoy the new EP. I will be announcing, or probably be talking about it a little bit more often as time goes on. Let you know the developments of the project. I will come up with a name eventually. And yes, thank you guys for tuning in once again. This has been Why Are You Laughing Podcast, and we are clear.